Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 49 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. This episode is a shout out and tribute to the one and only Rahul Dravid, and will focus on a host of topics from his career that will help you listeners relive and cherish some of his most memorable feats and achievements. We will be focusing on how he's coaching the upcoming Sri Lankan team tour, his early cricketing days, iconic knocks across tests, ODIs, T20s, and a focus on the IPL, his county stint, a list of records, awards, honours, and focusing on his life beyond retirement in coaching. Start our discussion with how he's going to be the coach for the team that's touring Sri Lanka in July and how young players look up to him. Rahul Dravid could be seen as the head coach of the side touring Sri Lanka along with some of his associates at the NCA. Sources in the BCCI have confirmed that Dravid and other staff will leave for Sri Lanka with the Indian team for a limited overs series. According to reports, India will tour Sri Lanka for 3 ODIs and as many T20 internationals from July 13th to 27th with a second string squad. If Dravid does indeed travel with the team, it will be his second involvement with the senior team. Dravid had previously worked with the team as the batting consultant during India's tour of England in 2014. Having worked with the under-19 and the A teams in the past, Dravid shares a very good rapport with most of the players and his experience will come in handy for the team. So, I've always wanted to make a special episode on the batting legend Rahul Dravid, and I thought better late than never before, diving deep into this cricketing season, and June has so many matches coming up. So I thought before exams and the 50th episode, a shout out and tribute to the very own legend that India has, Rahul Dravid, would be beautiful. His early cricketing days. Born in a Marathi family and brought up in Bengaluru, he started playing cricket at the tender age of 12 and later represented Karnataka at the under-15, under-17 and under-19 levels. Former cricketer Keki Tarapore first noticed Dravid's talent while coaching at a summer camp in the Chinnaswamy Stadium. Dravid scored a century for his school team. He also played the role of a wicketkeeper and he made his Ranji Trophy debut in 1991 Feb while still attending college. Playing alongside future India teammates Anil Kumble and Javagal Srinath against Maharashtra in Pune, he scored 82 runs in that match, which eventually ended in a draw. He followed it up with a century against Bengal and 3 successive centuries after. However, after Dravid's first full season, that was in 1991-92, where he scored 2 centuries and finished up with 380 runs at an astonishing average of 63.3, and he got selected for the South Zone cricket team in the Duleep Trophy. Dravid caught the national team selectors' radar with his very good performances for India A in the home series against England A in 1994 and 95. Dravid eventually made his international debut on 3rd April 1996 in an ODI against Sri Lanka in the Singer Cup held in Singapore, immediately after the 1996 World Cup replacing Vinod Kambli. In contrast to his ODI debut, his test debut was a rather successful one, Dravid was selected for the Indian squad touring England on the backdrop of some very consistent performances for 5 years. He hit the peak form of his career in 2002. Between the season of 2002 and 2006, Dravid was the second highest scorer overall and was the top scorer for India across formats. He scored 8,914 runs from 174 matches at a brilliant average of 54.02, and this includes 19 hundreds. Even the 2003 World Cup, his domestic performance, his years of consistency, the way he rose through the ranks, and even his captaincy stint, the 2011 tour, and so many other legendary moments are something that will always be remembered, and I've discussed a few at length as well. Let's now focus on some iconic knocks across formats. It is not going to be easy, when you have to pick a few select good knocks for someone like Rahul Dravid. Either it was a flat track or the lush green surface, he was someone who always excelled and deserved the ovation for the success in Indian cricket history in overseas conditions. And it was no one other than the wall, Rahul Dravid, who has managed to amaze us with his performances. So let's have a look at some of them. In tests, let's start off with the 148 versus South Africa at Johannesburg in 1997. This was just the second tour of Rahul Dravid's career, and he missed his first century at Lord's, against England. But this time he looked to go that one step ahead and make his first test century against South Africa in this third test match. And, you know, he scored runs against some of the legendary pacers like Alan Donald and Sean Pollock at their prime. And he made them change their line and length from the start. And with those clinical cover drives and classic pull shots, it was a masterpiece of an innings. It was a clear indication from this knock what was to come in the years of his cricketing career. Next up is the 180 versus Australia at Kolkata in 2001. Now, this innings was completely overshadowed by the VVS Lakshman's 281 knock. But without Rahul Dravid's valuable, well-consolidated knock, this epic game would not just be the same. I mean, coming into bat at number 6 in the second innings when the follow-on was enforced, it was merely a hope for anyone, you know, as to how long the Indian team will fight in the match. But the pair was determined to fight till the last, and what we witnessed was just some amazing and unbelievable visuals. That 376 runs partnership not only put the Indian team back in the driver's seat, but also confirmed that we were not going to lose the match from that stage. Not only did India stop that winning streak of Australia where they had that 16 matches win in a row, we also became the third team to achieve this feat of winning a test match after the follow-on was enforced by one of the most dominating sides of world cricket in those years. The 233 versus Australia in Adelaide 2003. This time, it was in Australia, their own territory, and the scenes were the same as the Kolkata test. The Indian team was struggling to avoid the follow-on, and we were tottering at 85 for 4 in the first innings, and then walks in Rahul Dravid. And he put us back in the driver's seat with an all-time best consolidated knock of 233 in the first innings against the best pace attack of the Aussies. And after scoring 556 in the first innings, it was surprising, you know, for the Aussie fans to believe how they lost the match from that huge total. The scenes of Kolkata were once again refreshed when Lakshman and Dravid set 303 with their partnership, and their clinical cover drives, pull shots and late cuts were such a treat and delight to watch. In the second innings, Team India yet again was collapsing like a pack of cards, and it was Dravid who came to the rescue, and he scored that 70 to not out in the second innings, which helped us register the triumph after 23 years on the Aussie soil. The 270 versus Pakistan in 2004. For the first time in 15 years, the Indian team had gone on to win a series against Pakistan in 2004, and this was courtesy a brilliant knock of Rahul Dravid. Now, the decider of the series and everything was at stakes, and not having scored some good runs in the first two test matches, Dravid was waiting for this moment, and there it comes, where we bowled out Pakistan for 224 in their first innings, and we lost Virender Sehwag on the very first ball, but then came Dravid and he made his highest ever test score of 270. But the best part of his innings was his front foot defense, magnificent late cuts and the clinical cover drives, and he batted for 6 hours long, making the fifth double hundred of his career in just 6 months. The 190 and 103 not out versus New Zealand at Hamilton in 1999. Now, the series was level, 1-1, and the final test was taken away by Rahul Dravid, and his back-to-back centuries in both the test innings was the biggest takeaway. With this performance, it was a clear sign that the Rahul Dravid era had begun. With a good total on the board in the first innings, like Kiwis had scored 356 and they were confident, you know, to restrict the tourists for a low score. But Dravid stands in line to alter the line and length that the Kiwi pacers threw at him in those seeming conditions. Dravid's 190 in the first innings not only provided a lead to the Indian team, but also put them in the driver's seat, and he followed it up with that unbelievable 103 not out. The Headingley Test versus England in 2002. And I think this was one of the most challenging matches that Rahul Dravid ever played. Under the captainship of Sourav Ganguly, Dravid came in after England managed to dismiss Sehwag yet again early in the innings. Dravid scored 148 runs, making sure India won by an innings and 46 runs. Let's now throw the spotlight at some of his iconic ODI knocks. Birmingham, 6th July 2002. In this one-day match against Sri Lanka, Rahul Dravid doubled as a wicketkeeper and batsman. He came to the pitch when India was tottering at 33 for 3 and he went on to score 64 runs to ensure that his country won the match. He could not last till the end and was out when India was just 9 runs short of winning. Even though that happened, his sensational knock ensured that the Indian team got a complete grip over the match. He shared a pivotal second wicket partnership worth 170 runs with Sanjay Banger that completely nullified the threat with the new ball that the English had. This was a big test of technique and fortitude that a batsman can face, and not surprisingly, it was Dravid, you know, who stood up in this occasion and built a great platform for a very memorable win for India. Now you know why he's the Great Wall of India. Next up is the cameo that mattered the most at Multan on 16th February 2006. Now this innings of 59 played by Dravid might seem, you know, a part of forgotten history, but this innings of his deserves a word of praise for the importance and the time it came at. The match contained every ingredient, including the pressure of claiming a win against an arch rival, and this was Pakistan. His team chasing 161, Rahul Dravid arrived at a stage when the scorecard read 5-1. It was a matter of few balls when the scorecard showed 29-2 and the Indians were badly in need of a comeback in the match. However, the man showed who the boss is, building a match-winning partnership with Yuvraj Singh and batting at an impressive strike rate of 82 throughout. Next up is the November 1999 ODI encounter versus New Zealand. In the tightly contested ODI series against the Black Caps, India lost the first match fairly to the Kiwis, and in the next match, the Indian cricket team was again on the mat when Dravid arrived at 10-1 to join the other stalwart of Indian cricket, Sachin Tendulkar. Then followed a magical display of batting that ended with Rahul Dravid playing a marathon innings. This was a run a ball 153. The innings automatically graduated him into a league of hard hitters from which he was absent by then. The quickfire versus England at Bristol on 24th August 2007. Now this was Dravid at his belligerent best when he arrived on the crease in this fiercely contested encounter with the English team at Bristol. In an unexpected show of brutal power, Dravid notched up quickfire 92 of just 63 balls and he remained unbeaten till the very end for the Indian innings. His innings was a clear differentiator between the two sides. One can never forget the trademark Dravid innings at Sharjah on 22nd October 2000. If Michael Bevan stands out as an all-time, you know, runs amasser in ODI cricket, Rahul Dravid surely deserves to stand at number 2 along with Mike Hussey, a fabulous finisher who knew exactly where the fielders were standing in the park. This particular innings at Sharjah justified his calibre. Dravid, who opened the innings, lost partners at regular intervals. But for his nerves of steel, he kept the scoreboard ticking, stepping the accelerator when needed, and he held the team together at the time when it was needed the most. The Zimbabweans were easily dominated by him during his stint of 121 balls 85. My next segment will focus on T20 and IPL knocks of Rahul Dravid. Now, you might be wondering when he played like just one international T20 match before hanging his boots in this format, why did I include it? But it becomes important to note that his 31 versus England in 2011 is unforgettable because Team India at that time boasted of players like Dhoni, Raina, Rohit Sharma, Rahane and Kohli in the ranks. And one would have expected the towering sixes to come off the blade of any of these young Turks, right? Or at least the first six of the game, if not a torrent. The huge hits did arrive. But the first one of the game came quite surprisingly off Dravid's bat. And incredibly, three huge hits followed. Left-arm spinner Samit Patel, the rest of the English squad and even the Indians were so stunned. After all, Dravid wasn't known to hit sixes with increasing regularity. Yet so, he did with effortless ease. To focus now on the compilation of some iconic IPL knocks that really set him apart. First up is the 75 not out of 36 balls, and this was the encounter versus Rajasthan Royals in the IPL 2008. Arguably, this was one of his greatest ever IPL innings to date, but it wasn't enough to snap a losing streak as the Rajasthan Royals sealed their spot in the semi-finals with this thumping 65 win run over RCB. Chasing a daunting total of 198, Dravid saw his teammates fall like a pack of cards because there were four batsmen already back in the dugout with just 31 runs on the board. He then proceeded to play a captain's knock, undisturbed by the lack of support at the other end, and this till date remains one of his very crucial knocks. The 65 of 51 balls, this time he was playing for Rajasthan Royals versus Delhi Daredevils in IPL 2013. He was slower, off the blocks in this knock, but it was all that held the batting order together against the Daredevils at the treacherous Firoz Shah Kotla ground in April 2013. Coming in at the fall of Kushal Pereira in the third over, Dravid started off in a rather nervous fashion. He barely managed to control an edge of his first ball that ended up at third man fence. He milked the singles, kept the scoreboard ticking and punished the occasional bad delivery, just another regular day at the office. He also slammed a couple of huge sixes as he infused more aggression into the innings, one of which was a drop chance that ended up in the stands. The 52 of 35 in the RCB vs KKR match in IPL 2010. Dravid, who had had a quiet IPL season till then, showed how the conventional batting also had its place in this rapid scoring version of cricket as he relied more on timing than raw power to find the fence with ease. He struck Ishan Sharma for three fours in a single over and even tonked a couple of huge sixes of Ajit Agarkar. In the process, the Wall duly recorded his first half century of the season before holing out of Angelo Matthews. Dravid's cool approach helped, you know, get the IPL campaign back on track for RCB. Moving on to the next segment, let's talk about his county stint. Dravid had always been keen on further honing his batting skills in testing English conditions by playing in the county cricket. The wide variety of pitches and weather conditions in England and a full season of intense county cricket against professional cricketers gave him a chance to further hone his cricketing education and learn newer things about this game. He made the most of his opportunity. In his second game for Kent, Dravid scored a fluid 182 that propelled them to an innings and 163 runs victory over the touring Zimbabwe side. Out of seven first-class tour games that Zimbabwe played on that tour, Kent was the only team that managed to beat them. Dravid concluded a successful stint with Kent aggregating 1,221 runs from 16 first-class matches, that is 15 county games and one tour game against Zimbabwe, at an average of 55.5 including 200s and 850s. He shouldered Kent's batting single-handedly as the second-best Kent batsman during the same period, Paul Nixon, just managed 567 runs at an average of 33.35 in 17 matches. Dravid contributed to Kent's county campaign not just with the bat but also with his fielding and bowling, taking 14 catches and 4 wickets at an average of 32. Now, not many know this. After a decent World Cup campaign with India in 2003 where he was instrumental for the men in blue with the willow, helping us reach the final, Dravid and some senior members of the team were awarded a much deserved break from international cricket. But we know Rahul Dravid is someone who cannot stay from the 22 yards pitch too long. And that's when he decided to help the Scotland national side learn the tricks and trade of top level cricket when he got an offer to join them as the overseas player. By then, Dravid was a huge name in world cricket and was expected to even be the next leader of Indian cricket. He notched up an impressive 600 runs at an average of 66.66 in 11 games for his side. He finished as the top run getter for Scotland in the tournament. However, despite his heroics, his team managed to win just one win in 12 games. Nonetheless, he had a terrific season and his efforts were lauded by many, including his Scottish teammates. In August 2007, when Dravid returned to Scotland as the captain of the Indian side for a one-off ODI, he was welcomed with the same warmth that he and his wife had received from the country and its people 4 years back. Let's now have a look at the list of records held by Rahul Dravid in international cricket. He was the first Indian captain to win a test match on South African soil. He achieved this feat in the 2006 Johannesburg test. In 2007, Rahul Dravid became only the third Indian captain to win a test series in England. Ajit Wadekar in 1971 and Kapil Dev in 1986 are the other two Indian captains. Rahul Dravid is the only Indian batsman to score 4 consecutive hundreds in Test cricket. He achieved this milestone in 2002. Rahul Dravid also managed to notch up 4 consecutive Test hundreds: the 115 versus England at Nottingham, 148 versus England at Leeds, 217 versus England at the Oval, and 100 not out versus West Indies at Mumbai, which is unforgettable. Rahul Dravid has scored 13,288 test runs and 10,889 ODI runs, and he's one of the 7 batsmen who have scored 10,000 runs or more in both tests and ODI cricket. Sachin Tendulkar, Ricky Ponting, Brian Lara, Jack Gallis, Kumar Sangakkara and Mahela Jayawardene too have achieved this feat. Rahul Dravid holds the record of having been involved in the most number of 100-run partnerships in test cricket as well. He was involved in 88-run, 100-run partnerships in his 164 tests career. Rahul Dravid took a total of 210 catches as a fielder in test cricket, which is the most by any fielder in the world. With 461 runs, Rahul Dravid was the leading run scorer in the World Cup played in 1999 in England. Rahul Dravid and Sachin Tendulkar scored 6920 runs as a pair with 20 100-plus runs partnerships in Test cricket, which is the most partnership runs and 100-plus run stands by any pair in the world. Rahul Dravid scored 7,690 runs away from home in Test cricket, which is the second most runs by a batsman away from home in Test cricket after Sachin Tendulkar's tally that stands at 8,705. Rahul Dravid faced a total of 31,258 balls in his test career, which is the most balls faced by any batsman in the world, and he is the only batsman to face more than 30,000 balls in test cricket to date. To focus on his national honours, in 1998, Arjuna Award recipient for achievements in cricket. In 2004, he won the Padma Shri, which is India's fourth highest civilian award. And in 2013, he was awarded the Padma Bhushan, which is India's third highest civilian award. His other honours include, in 1999, he won the SEAT International Cricketer of the World Cup. In 2000, he was one of the 5 cricketers selected as the Wisden Cricketer of the Year. In 2004, he was the ICC Cricketer of the Year, which is the highest award in ICC listings. In 2004, yet again, he was the ICC Test Player of the Year and ICC Cricketer of the Year. In 2006, he was the captain of the ICC's Test team. In 2012, Don Bradman Award with Glenn McGrath was awarded to him. In 2015, he was Wisden India's highest impact Test batsman. And in 2018, he made his way to the iconic ICC Hall of Fame. My last and final segment of this episode will focus on life after retirement coaching. He is the director of the cricket operations at National Cricket Academy, Bengaluru. He also monitors the progress of India A and India Under-19 cricket teams. Before this, he was the head coach for the India Under-19 and India A teams from 2016 to 2019. Under his coaching, the Under-19 team was runners-up at the 2016 Under-19 Cricket World Cup and were winners at the 2018 Under-19 Cricket World Cup that had the likes of Shubman Gill and Prithvi Shaw playing. In 2019, BCCI appointed Dravid as the head of NCA. Known for his sound batting technique, he certainly can be credited with the grooming of so many young players and for inspiring so many generations to play this beautiful game. He will always be remembered as one of the most diligent, hard-working and sincere cricketers. Dravid is a perfect role model for youngsters and was selfless, you know, with respect to how he was a team man. He even kept wickets at one point for India so we could execute our strategies, and he effortlessly did everything assigned to him. He has set a great example for all of us to follow, and we are so lucky to have seen him play. His recent cred ad, where he claimed he was the Gunda of Indiranagar, was hilarious. And I'm so glad we get to see his different versions. Here's hoping he flourishes in whatever role he decides to undertake and just be the best, inspiring generations. With this, I draw curtains on the episode that served as a shout out and tribute to the one and only Rahul Dravid. Your support gives me the strength and zeal to keep working and delivering quality content to you all. We've come so far, episode 49, and the next is episode 50, and I've planned something special. So stay tuned for that. But a heartfelt thank you if you've made it this far. Do check out @ never on the back foot on Instagram for the latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology, and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season just for you. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Also, feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this widely, and your support is really appreciated. See you next time, listeners. Cheers, stay safe, and please take care. Bye for now.